Deinonychus, Sorpaside would be a great meal, at least the juveniles, because there would have been lots of them and because they would have been effectively defenseless.
When Sauroposeidon reaches full size at around 25 years old, nothing can compete. But this Goliath starts out about the size of a house cat. When these eggs hatch, the young grow fast, but not fast enough. They won't even reach a ton in weight for at least 3 years, giving the raptor Deinonychus plenty of time to attack.
There's good evidence that Deinonychus killed animals that weighed 10 times as much as it.
And 10 times Deinonychus's weight in raw meat is a very big meal.
And they could probably feast for a while on, let's say, a 3-year-old Sauroposeidon, an animal the size of a hippo.
Bringing down an animal 10 times your size takes more than just brains. It requires highly advanced senses.
We can tell that it had a good sense of vision, good hearing, and a pretty good sense of smell.
In fact, like few carnivores of its day, Deinonychus has a sense of smell so acute it can track prey in the dead of night. Inside the snout are 2 nasal passages. Like an air filter, sheets of sensory tissue are folded to maximize surface area. This tissue contains millions of chemoreceptors, nerves that capture automolecules, so Deinonychus can sniff out prey from miles away.
The sense of smell in Deinonychus could alert it to a herd, a family group of plant eaters 10, 15, 20, 30 miles away.
And Sauroposeidon, like most plant eaters, are smelly. Unlike a meat eater, they produce huge amounts of waste, feces that form a trail marking everywhere they've been. For Deinonychus, that odor is a dead giveaway, and this carnivore's eyes can clearly see prey from a great distance.